Labor advocates say they want the state of Connecticut to tax companies that pay their employees low wages, like big-box retail stores and fast food chains. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The advocacy group Connecticut Working Families says the state effectively subsidizes those companies. They say that companies pay their workers wages so low they have to depend on government assistance. State Senator Marilyn Moore is a Democrat from Bridgeport. She's sponsoring a bill she says would bring in $300 million to the state to help pay for services rendered to the working poor.
If you're looking at revenue and you want to be fair, you should be looking at not just putting it on the back of low-wage earners.
The bill would only apply to large companies that employ more than 500 people, like Walmart, Target, and McDonald's. The minimum wage in Connecticut is $9.60 an hour, and it's scheduled to go up to $10.10 by 2017. The minimum wage in New York is $9 an hour. Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing lawmakers to have it go up to $15 an hour over the next few years. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.